Thanks for joining us for this very special edition of The Bible Answer Man, hosted by Hank Hanegraaff, president of the Christian Research Institute. This program is significant because it will discuss in depth the Legacy Study Bible, edited by Hank Hanegraaff. Consistent with Hank's desire to make the Bible more understandable, he has painstakingly assembled a complete study system found in the Legacy Study Bible. This is exciting because potentially it could not only increase your Bible knowledge, but also give you the scriptural context and understanding that you've come to trust from Hank. Joining Hank as his guest is Jeremy Johnson, Vice President and Group Associate Publisher for Thomas Nelson Bibles. Call now and order the Legacy Study Bible, edited by Hank Hanegraaff. Simply call 888-7000-CRI or look for it on our website at www.equip.org. And now from the headquarters of the Christian Research Institute, here's Hank Hanegraaff.
Great to be with you as we answer your questions throughout the United States and Canada. Today we have a very special edition of the Bible Answer Man broadcast. We're going to be speaking about the Legacy Study Bible, and this year we have really devoted to being the year of the Bible. We want you to get into the Word of God, and we want you to get the Word of God into you. We want it to be part of the warp and woof of who you are, and we've assembled a whole line of products to help you do just that. You're probably already familiar with the Bible Answer books. They deal with the commonly asked questions about Christianity and the culture, as well as the really complex questions that stumble skeptics and galvanize seekers against the Christian faith in many cases, because they think, how could the God of the Bible still be relevant today? After all, if you look at the Mosaic Law, you have a man raising this specter of horror when he rapes a woman, and then he can pay the father 50 shekels and marry the rape victim. I mean, say what you want about the Quran, but if the Bible teaches that, how can the Bible be something that I can place my hope and faith and passion in? Well, we give good answers to those questions. In fact, when you read the answer to that question, you find out that the standard of justice in the Old Testament exceeds that of the standard of justice that we embrace today. So we have the Bible Answer books, Volume 1 and 2. We also have the Apocalypse Code, a book that at the end of the day helps you read the Bible for all it's worth. It not only gives you a great fix on eschatology, the study of end times, but it really helps you by putting tools into your hands so you can read the Bible for all it's worth. But the product that I'm so excited about today, a product that's been a passion for me for a long time, is the Legacy Study Bible, which I hope will find its way into the hands of literally millions of people around the world. It's a Bible that does not chronicle someone else's legacy. It's a Bible that will chronicle your personal legacy. It will give you an opportunity to inscribe your legacy on its pages. The oils from your hands become just the beginning of putting your legacy in the Bible, from exhilarating mountaintop experiences to those deep, dark places in the valley. But through the entire process, you will remember God's faithfulness. He doesn't promise us a panacea, but always promises us peace in the midst of the storm. Well, this is a project that I have been thinking about for a long time. And when you get involved in doing a Bible, you want to make sure that the people you get involved in doing the project with are people that share your passion. And I don't know of anybody on the planet that shares my passion for the Legacy Study Bible that Jeremy Johnson has. He just loves this project. He's had a passion for the project from the very beginning. And when I first met him and recognized his passion for the project, I knew this was a project I wanted to pursue with him. But I'll tell you what, he has impacted the lives of a lot of people because of his passion. And I'm so proud and pleased to be doing this broadcast with Jeremy. Welcome to the broadcast.
Thanks, Hank. Appreciate being here.
Yeah, I want to start right there. Why are you so passionate about this particular Bible?
You know, this Bible is so very unique in anything that we've ever done. I've been with Thomas Nelson for over 10 years now and been publishing Bibles for the past three with major communicators like yourself, people that have a national and international platform, that have incredible notes and commentaries and theology and doctrine that we're able to incorporate into Scripture in a beautiful way that allows their audience and their followers to really enjoy and interact with their thoughts and their commentaries and their opinions on Scripture with Scripture. The beautiful thing about this project, what makes it so unique and so exciting for me, is that that's not there. This is not a Bible about commentary. This is a Bible about methodology. And it's about creating your own personal study Bible, and one that you can then take and pass on to your family and through the generations of your family, that allows them to know who you are in a spiritual sense, in a very personal way.
Yeah, you know, you and I have talked about this many times, Jeremy, but one of the things that motivated me to do a legacy study Bible, the word legacy, is my dad's legacy. He died in 1997, right. and when he died, he left behind a legacy, and that legacy is encapsulated in the pages of his Bible. I still remember doing his funeral and opening his Bible and seeing the very last sermon that he had preached inscribed on its pages. But it's also a Bible that I'm passionate about because it follows the format of a Bible that I've used for over 20 years in doing the Bible Answer Man broadcast. Now, the feature of the Bible, the main feature of the one I have, is that it has a lot of blank spaces so that I could write my own notes in its margin. And over the years, many people, publishers like yourself, have seen the Bible and said, I want that study Bible with your notes. But we decided to go a different direction. We wanted people not to have my notes in their Bible, but make their own as they're listening to the Bible Answer Man broadcast. They can hear something that I've said with respect to answering a question on a particular text of the Bible. They can write that nugget down. They can be in church, listen to a pastor, and the pastor is preaching a sermon under the unction of the Holy Spirit, and the pastor makes a profound insight. They can inscribe that in the pages of their Bible. They can be in personal devotion with the Lord, and the Lord can speak to them through the majesty of His Word, and they can write down an insight in the Legacy Study Bible.
Yeah, that's absolutely right, and that's the beauty of it. I mean, I going to church and having to find a study Bible that had the space, I found myself using a Thompson chain frequently because it did have, with its wide margins and all the references on the sides, room that I could add my own notes and commentary. And yeah, when we were making this and designing the page in such a unique way, there's no wide margin Bible out there like this one. So even just for that fact, this product is unique in that there's margin around every aspect of Scripture. We have a wide center margin instead of just forcing all the Scripture into one block and you trying to draw lines or somehow connect your commentary with a piece of Scripture that might be on a column far away from where you're writing your note. We're able to really keep it, the commentary and the information, close to what you're looking for. But I need to also say, before I get off the program, that we at Thomas Nelson are very interested, too, in publishing that Bible with your notes and your commentary. So don't let that one go away.
The white spaces you are saying are very strategic, and that has come from years and years of marking my own notes in the right. Bible. I wanted to make sure that the white spaces were in the appropriate spots. For example, it's hard to read or write in the gutter of a Bible,
right,
where the pages meet. It's also somewhat hard to write at the bottom of a page because it's just awkward with your hand, and I've written so many notes in my Bible that I've experienced that. So the white spaces are strategically placed on the page so it's easy to inscribe your insights and notes in the Legacy Study Bible. But Beyond that, there's something very interesting that happened in the development of this Bible. There are common use introductions that we were going to have as part of the Legacy Study Bible. You sent them to me.
Right.
I didn't like them.
Right.
So I added something to the project which became a major feature of the Bible, and that is Legacy Study Bible Introduction. So each one of the books of the Bible has the acronym Legacy as an introduction to the book.
Yeah, that's right. It was very interesting. We tried to do this as most convenient as possible. And yeah, when you got into what we have as our generic book introductions, really found that it was lacking. And the beautiful acronym of Legacy that I'm sure we'll talk about here soon too, with the locations and essence, genre, author, context, and years, really became, for me personally, in using the Bible now for a few weeks, really the most impactful part. I mean, again, we're talking about a Bible that teaches methodology. And it teaches it in a way that is enlightening and illuminating in Scripture. And so we give the methodology with various other acronyms in the introductory material of the Bible. But when you get into the legacy book introductions, you really start to be able to understand and apply that methodology immediately. And you get a glimpse of your own, Hank, thought process and how you've done it. I mean, we all hear you on the radio and read in the books and this incredible wealth of knowledge that you have. But there's things that you bring out in responding to questions and talking that me as a listener and a fan really didn't understand how you got there. And these introductions allow us to have a glimpse of what that is and an understanding of how you give us that springboard to jump into understanding God's Word.
You've been using the Legacy Study Bible longer than anybody else because you are the publisher. You got the first copies and you've
That's
been
right.
able to use it. What has that already shown you? You started reading parts of the Old Testament, parts of the New Testament, actually books, not bits. You're reading the book of Ruth.
Right,
you
exactly.
You see the introduction. What does it do for you?
Yeah, we were talking about that. I came into the office one day the other week, and as I usually start my day at my desk reading the Bible, something just said, jump into Ruth, and let's see what Ruth has to say. And as I was reading the book introduction, the legacy book introduction to Ruth, it made me realize that I was wrong in being able to start into Ruth. I can't read Ruth without a good understanding of Judges because of just everything in the essence and the context of what Ruth, the story of Ruth, that narrative that the book of Ruth is, and how it follows everything that happened into Judges. And it was really fascinating that that afternoon I met with the editor on this project, Kimberly, and was sharing that story with her and just how impactful it was that, you know, my study time with the Bible was going to be incomplete if it wasn't for this book introduction to guide me properly through with the Holy Spirit's calling. And she shared a story with me that was really impactful about Ruth as well. She was in church, and I'm going to read a lot of this so I don't miss it, but she was in church the other Sunday, and their associate pastor was covering the book of Ruth. And the pastor said that Ruth was her favorite book of the Bible, and that when the senior pastor asked her at the beginning of the year to preach from it, she knew what the major themes that she would cover, and she sat down the week prior to start to prepare, and God kept taking her back to the first book. Or the first verse in the book, and it says, now it came to pass in the days when the judges ruled that there was a famine in the land. And she began to focus on that verse and realize something she had never seen in her years of study, that there was a famine in the promised land. I mean, this is the land flowing with milk and honey, and they had to leave to go find food. And then she asked herself the question, well, what caused that famine in the land of plenty? And it took her as well back to Judges. And the last verse of Judges talking about how it was such a chaotic and depressing time because everyone was falling in their own direction instead of being in God's direction and in our God's calling. And Kimberly says, that was the starting point to perspective on the book of Ruth that I had never heard, one that was really impacting. As she was speaking, all I could think about was the legacy acronym and how the context revealed in that first verse was suddenly so important to my understanding of the truth God conveys in Ruth. It was a real-time example in my life of how important location, essence, genre, author, context, and years are to reading the Bible for all it's worth.
We're just getting started as we exude passion over the Legacy Study Bible. It is now available to you as listeners of the Bible Answer Man broadcast when you give us a call at 888-7000-CRI. You can also order the Legacy Study Bible online on the World Wide Web at equip.org, or when you write me at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. On the other side of the break, we're going to talk about some of the other features of the Legacy Study Bible. You will not want to miss the next segment of this broadcast, so please don't touch that dial. We'll be right back with Jeremy Johnson.
One of the reasons so many tune into the Bible Answer Man each day is because they appreciate Hank's thoughtful, biblically based answers. Well, now you can benefit from Hank's input and instruction anytime with the Legacy Study Bible. You see, each book in the Legacy Study Bible contains compelling introductions written by Hank using some of the acronyms you hear him use on the Bible Answer Man. So call now and order the Legacy Study Bible, edited by Hank Hanegraaff. Simply call 888-7000-CRI or look for it on our website at www.equip.org. Bible Answer Man fans, there are now more ways than ever to interact with the radio program and Hank Hanegraaff. Besides listening online, podcasting, watching video clips, or reading Hank's blog, you can also access more of Hank through Facebook, Twitter, and our brand new website at www.equip.org. At last count, CRI reaches people in over 177 countries through the research materials, resources, and our broadcast found at equip.org. You can help too. Spread the word by posting links to our website and articles from your Facebook page and your tweets. Don't touch that dial. Hank will return right after these messages. Now, more than ever, today's believer who wants to stay informed on today's religious movements and scriptural insights needs to subscribe to the Christian Research Journal. Here's what you'll find in the latest issue of the Christian Research Journal. Our cover story examines the idea of romantic love and ponders its role as the basis for marriage. When Mormon prophet Joseph Smith announced his discovery of the Book of Abraham in 1835, it was heralded as the most important find in biblical studies, older than the Old Testament, and provided the scriptural foundation for the Mormon doctrine of God. Find out why these claims are false. Our Effective Evangelism article provides 10 power-packed arguments for atheists to know that the universe is haunted. Practical Hermeneutics unpacks the question, how was Jesus made sin? And as always, don't miss the popular Ask Hank.
Call CRI and start your subscription today, 888-7000-CRI. You'll also see it online at equip.org.
Don't all religions lead to God?
What is truth?
Aren't the Bible's views on homosexuality outdated?
What's wrong with Wicca?
Teens question everything. They need real answers. That's why Hank Hanegraaff has come out with the Bible Answer Book for students.
Hank took all the Q&As from Bible Answer Book 1 and 2 that are important to students and came up with real answers that make sense to us.
82 questions on topics that are on the minds of students today about God, the Bible, eternity, even social issues are covered, like stem cell research, capital punishment, homosexuality, and many others.
The Bible Answer Book for students is perfect to share with your non-believing friends, those looking for spiritual answers, with new Christians, or for you.
The Bible Answer Book for Students by Hank Hanegraaff. Order your copy. Call 888-7000-CRI. That's 888-7000-CRI. It's also available online at equip.org.
I want to go back to the phone lines. We'll talk to John listening on KFAX. Hi, John.
Hello, Hank. Thanks for taking my call.
You've always appreciated the thoughtful, biblically based answers you hear from Hank on the Bible Answer Man. Now you can benefit from Hank's input and instruction in your personal quiet times through the Legacy Study Bible. Hank Hanegraaff has assembled what could be the most helpful Bible you've ever read. Each book of the Bible begins with an introduction written by Hank, which means for each book you'll learn its L-E-G-A-C-Y.
or location, essence, genre, author, context, and years. The entire Bible is crafted so that you can document your legacy of faith.
It's like including Hank in your Bible studies.
Order the Legacy Study Bible, edited by Hank Hanegraaff, by calling 888-7000-CRI or online at www.equip.org. Don't forget to ask about the personalized edition. Again, that's equip.org. If the Bible Answer Man has ministered to you, you have our faithful donors to thank for that. We regularly hear about changed lives and people equipped for good works through what God is doing through the outreaches of the Christian Research Institute. The continued regular, prayerful, and financial support from our Bible Answer Man monthly support team, the CRI Fellowships, and the President's Council is what keeps the Bible Answer Man on the air on this station. If the program has meant something to your life, why not call us and join our team? To join or find out more, our ministry phone number is 888-7000-274. And of course, you're welcome to join the team online on our secure website at equip.org. If you'd like to order your copy of the Legacy Study Bible, just dial 888-7000-CRI. Or you can find it online on our website, www.equip.org. And now we return to the program with our guest, Jeremy Johnson, and our host, Hank Hanegraaff.
I am so excited. I'm exhilarated, motivated, passionate about Jeremy Johnson and his love for the Bible. He and I have a shared love for the Legacy Study Bible. We want to put it into your hands. It's available right now. Give us a call, 888-7000-CRI. As Randy just pointed out again, that number, 888-7000-CRI. You can also order online at equip.org, or when you write me, at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. One of the reasons I love Jeremy Johnson is he really loves the Word of God. And when I first began thinking about doing the Legacy Study Bible and who I would do it with, Jeremy Johnson helped me solidify the fact that I wanted to do this with Thomas Nelson Publishers. And part of the reason is this was not just a project for you. I noted right away that this was a passion. You love to sell Bibles.
I do. I really do. I started with Nelson, like I said, just over 10 years ago. And I started it actually as a part-time employee, just selling Bibles and Thomas Nelson resources to pastors and consumers. And to come from a part-time telemarketer position into where I'm at now has just been through all the stages of those 10 years in focusing on the Bibles. I found immediately a love for getting life-changing resources into the hands of pastors and consumers, getting the Bible out into more people. And through that time, I was able to transition into international sales, where I think my love and passion really grew, because I had the opportunity to spend time, intimate time, with hundreds of people from third world countries, people that buying a Bible might be a month's salary, who had a greater passion for getting the Bible into the hands of more people than I had. And it really inspired me to focus on that as a life. And one day I was reading and came across 2 Timothy 3:16, and a very popular verse that talks about how the Bible is all its uses for reproof and for doctrine and correction and for teaching. And we often skip verse 17, where it says that the Word of God is to complete man, to make him thoroughly equipped for every good work. And I read that and just adopted that really as my life verse to say, this is what it's about. This is why we can send containers of Bibles to Nigeria, why we can print Bibles in China to get them into those countries and do things in different languages, and just this widespread association of getting the Bible into the hands of more people. It's why I became a Gideon and joined the Gideons International. I never felt called to be a missionary. I never felt called to go to the mission field and to evangelize. And tying it all together, I realized, both through what I can do with Thomas Nelson as well as what the ministry of the Gideons offers, is the ability just to get the Bible out there. why do I need to have the arrogance in my own life to say that what I can do in personally handing someone a Bible is bigger than just getting the Bible out there? Isaiah 55:11 tells us that God's word will not return to him void. So it's really that absolute passion for me to partner with people in sales and now to partner with communicators and writers and authors and just anyone we can to get the Bible into the hands of more people in various and unique ways. And that's the joy of this Legacy Study Bible. But it makes me ask you a question, Hank. Why Legacy Study Bible? That it's a very unique and interesting title. Why did we come up with that?
Yeah, very crucial question in that when you get to the beginning of the Legacy Study Bible, I have a first, furthermore, and finally section to actually answer that question. At the very beginning, the Bible is the legacy of God's unfolding plan of redemption from the creation to the restoration, from the fall to paradise restored. So this is his legacy. At the end of the day, we have to say God has spoken. These are his words. This is the unfolding repository of redemptive revelation. The words of God, and that's a big thing in and of itself. Sure. God has spoken. We believe as Christians that this word is infallible. These are God's words. They're not human words. They're God's word. He works through human agents, but these, at the end of the day, God's words. But beyond that, we ask the question, if God has spoken, what has God said? How do we read the Bible for all it's worth? And in the introduction, I have the LIGHTS acronym, and it's basically a means, a tool of putting the ideas in people's heads so that they can read the Bible for all its worth. What does it mean to read the Bible literally? Does it mean to read it as literature? Well, it is literature, but it's inspired literature. And how can I read this inspired literature for all it's worth? What does God's illuminating spirit do to the Word of God as we read it? How does grammar and history factor in? What does typology mean? And how is Jesus found throughout the Old Testament as the fruition of the shadow in the Old Testament that becomes the substance in the New? And how does Scripture read in light of Scripture really work? Is that really the key to reading Scripture, not in light of the newspaper, but reading Scripture in light of Scripture? So we put tools into people's hands so that they can read the Bible for all it's worth. But there's a second thing, and that is this, that this Bible, the Legacy Study Bible, is a Bible that chronicles the history of the English Bible from the writings of Wycliffe, John Wycliffe, to the present. A lot of people, when we're talking right here, just don't recognize the fact that they have treasures in their hands. We're talking about putting a Bible in their hands. Up until the 16th century, we couldn't do that. Before the invention of movable type, we couldn't put a Bible in the hands of people. There was no such thing as an English Bible. It started with the writings of Wycliffe in the 14th century, and he was martyred for putting the Bible into the hands of people. He died, but he was a martyr in the sense that his bones were unearthed, incinerated, and his ashes spread to the wind. And those ashes eventually reached this guy named William Tyndale, who becomes a Bible translator. And what does he get for his pains? He's burned at the stake as well. Wow. But what is his crime? He wants to make the Bible as understandable by the plowboy as it is by the Pope. But anyway, as his body is ablaze, he cries out, "Lord, open the eyes of England's king." And his prayer finds an answer in King Henry VIII, who has a Bible of greatest volume chained to pulpits throughout the land. And people come and they hear the Bible being read, and eventually that becomes a precursor to the King James Version of the Bible, which was preeminent for 400 years. But why now do we have the new King James Version? Well, the evolution of language. Language goes through change. Also, we start to understand how to better interpret Hebrew and Greek words such that we
really have a precision in the understanding of the meaning of those words and the context in which those words are used. And then we find better and older manuscripts, which again enhance the authority and accuracy of the Bible. So the legacy of the King James Version then is continued in the New King James Version and ultimately in the Legacy Study Bible that we're putting into the hands of people. But that all gets back to the point that we have been emphasizing, and this is not just God's legacy. That's predominantly what it is. It's not only a legacy of a common English Bible from the writings of Wycliffe to the present, but it can be your legacy. And Jeremy, you've started chronicling your legacy in that Bible, not for yourself, but for your children and their children as well.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I started with it a couple of weeks ago, and getting into just the idea of writing down the things that I wanted my kids to remember about me, or nuggets of insights that I've gleaned from my years of reading the Bible and attending church and studying and reading and learning. And I realized as I was doing that, that I was doing them a disservice. The Bible is God's ultimate love letter to us. And in reading it personally, it's his ultimate love letter to me. And the idea that then I was going to have one Bible, that I was going to capture everything that I wanted to say in my love letter to my children, I realized it would have to be in a generic way. And I didn't want to leave a love letter in a generic way. I wanted it to be specific. My oldest, Rachel, is 8. And just a joy. Just a brilliant, beautiful young lady. And there's things in there that I want to tell her and share with her about Scripture and about faith and about legacy that I wouldn't necessarily need to share with my boys. I have twin boys that are 6, Benjamin, my firstborn, and Noah. Identical twins in every sense of it, but they're so unique and so different. And each of them have their own strengths and their own personality and the own directions that they're going. We can already see that at the age of 6, how different these two boys are. And they're beautiful, and I want to be able to share with them those things that are unique to them and that I see in my own faith and how I can share that directly with them. Now, there's going to be some generic things that I might chronicle in all 3, but I realize I have to have 3 Legacy Study Bibles to really do this right. You know, things like Genesis chapter 2, verse 18, where God tells us that man and women are comparable partners. You know, that's an important promise that I want my kids to know, that when they get married, that their spouse is a comparable partner with them. Things like the 2 Timothy verse that we talked about the Bible completing man for and thoroughly equipping him for every good work. But then there's just some beautiful things that I want to share with them individually. Like with my boys, I want them to stand firm and to adopt James 1:12, where it's blessed is the man that endures temptation, for when he has been approved, he will receive the crown of life, which the Lord has promised to those who love them. And I want them to know that that's my desire for them personally.
We're just getting started with Jeremy Johnson as we talk about the Legacy Study Bible. It is a Bible that can enrich your life for time and for eternity. It's available through the Christian Research Institute even now as we speak. When you give us a call at 888-7000-CRI, you can also order online at equip.org, or when you write me at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. Again, we want to put this Bible into your hands. It contains all kinds of features, and we're going to focus in on those features on the other side of the break. Again, stay tuned for Jeremy Johnson as we talk about the Legacy Study Bible.
One of the reasons so many tune into the Bible Answer Man each day is because they appreciate Hank's thoughtful, biblically-based answers. Well, now you can benefit from Hank's input and instruction anytime with the Legacy Study Bible. You see, each book in the Legacy Study Bible contains compelling introductions written by Hank, using some of the acronyms you hear him use on the Bible Answer Man. For instance, for each book, you learn its legacy, L-E-G-A-C-Y, or location, essence, genre, author, context, and years. It's like including Hank in your Bible studies. So call now and order the Legacy Study Bible, edited by Hank Hanegraaff. Simply call 888-7000-CRI or look for it on our website at www.equip.org. That's equip.org. Don't touch that dial. The Bible Answer Man will return in just a moment.
Hank Hanegraaff has answered thousands of questions while hosting the Bible Answer Man broadcast. Now, the Complete Bible Answer Book Collector's Edition offers concise and well-crafted answers to over 170 questions that stumble seekers and galvanize skeptics against the historic Christian faith. This beautiful leather hardbound edition contains all the questions and answers from the Bible Answer Book Volumes 1 and 2, plus all new answers to some of today's tenacious questions such as, does Mormonism really teach that Jesus is the spirit brother of Satan? And did Jesus make a crucial historical blunder in the Gospel of Mark? And that's not all. With each entry, Hank offers scripture references specifically related to the subject matter and recommends resources for further study to better equip you. Get your copy of this attractive 550-page leather hardbound book when you call 888-7000-CRI or order on our secure website at www.equip.org. That's equip.org.
And don't forget to ask about the personalized edition.
The Word of Promise, New Testament Audio Bible, presented in dramatic audio theater, starring Jim Caviezel as Jesus.
Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth.
And Stacy Keach as Paul.
Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved.
Plus the voices of over 100 actors. Original music score by award-winning Italian composer Stefano Manetti. The New Testament presented and performed in over 25 hours of inspiration and devotion. The Word of Promise, New Testament Audio Bible. Be transformed. Be enlightened. Breathe in the Word of God like never before. Hear the Bible come alive in dramatic audio theater. The Word of Promise.
Call CRI and order the Word of Promise New Testament Audio Bible today at 888-7000-CRI or on our safe and secure website at www.equip.org.
It is reading and interpreting the passage in light of what the Bible says, not my imagination.
You've always appreciated the thoughtful, biblically based answers you hear from Hank on the Bible Answer Man. But how can you benefit from Hank's input and instruction in your personal quiet times? You can with the Legacy Study Bible. Hank Hanegraaff has helped to assemble what could be the most helpful Bible you've ever read. Informative and educational articles are written by Hank using acronyms that he regularly uses on the Bible Answer Man, including LIGHTS, showing how to understand the Bible, MAPS, demonstrating how the Bible is divinely inspired and preserved, DOCTRINE, summarizing essential Christian doctrine, and FEAT, an apologetic on Christ's resurrection.
Order the Legacy Study Bible, edited by Hank Hanegraaff, by calling 888-7000-CRI or online at www.equip.org. Don't forget to ask about the personalized edition. People contact the Bible Answer Man in search of answers, in search of truth. And that, of course, is why the Christian Research Institute is here, to provide answers to the questions people are asking, because truth matters. It simply takes resources to do the unique job that the Christian Research Institute does every day, a job that's appreciated by major Christian leaders like Rick Warren of Saddleback Church.
I don't know, Hank, any other program besides Bible Answer Man that brings guys on like Lee Strobel, like yourself, that really deals with these apologetic issues that people need to know, particularly in this postmodern world where people are just saying, well, there is no truth. The fact is, there is truth. We know that. And you are clearly defining and defending the truth.
If you can make a special gift to the Christian Research Institute, call toll-free 888-7000-CRI. Or better yet, you can go to our secure website at www.equip.org. And now we return to the program with our guest, Jeremy Johnson, and our host, Hank Hanegraaff.
As you can probably tell, Randy, and everyone listening in, we are very excited about the Legacy Study Bible. It is available today through the Ministry of the Christian Research Institute. When you give us a call at 888-7000-CRI, you can order the Legacy Study Bible online at equip.org, or when you write me at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. Jeremy Johnson, again, is Vice President and Group Associate Publisher for the Bible Group at Thomas Nelson. And we might add that when we talk about Thomas Nelson, we are describing the world's largest Bible publisher.
That's correct.
The world's, not the largest publisher in the United States. The world's largest Bible publisher. It's the sixth largest book publisher in the world.
Right.
And in addition to that, the 10th largest publisher of any kind. So we're talking about a major force in the publishing industry. And you have done all kinds of studies on buying trends, why people buy Bibles in the first place. And that went into some of the things that we have done with the Legacy Study Bible.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. When we look at what kind of product we want to create, again, with the goal of getting more Bibles into the hands of more people, we need to know the consumer, and we need to love that customer. And so we have done research with customers who have recently walked out of a Christian or a general market bookstore with a Bible purchased. And we were asking them about that purchase and why. And some really fascinating things came up with that. The very first thing that is really surprising is the giftability of the Bible. 66% of all Bible purchases were purchased to give as a gift.
So when we're talking about the Legacy Study Bible, we're not just talking about people buying the Bible for themselves, but thinking in their mind about someone they'd like to give a Bible to.
That is correct. That's correct. And it's very premeditated. The majority of Bible purchasers knew they were going to buy a Bible 3 weeks or more before they actually made that purchase.
Huh.
So it's very planned. And they know who they want it for, they know the reason, and it's just a matter of getting into the store and making it happen, or going online and ordering it. But they knew that they wanted to give the greatest gift that God's given us in print form, the Bible, to someone. A fraction of that, 4% of them, were people who walked into a store because they had just given their own personal Bible away. Exactly what we're talking about with the Legacy Study Bible. That you can buy it, you can enjoy it, you can be in it, and you can make your notes, and you can have a passion for it, and then you can share your personal legacy with someone else. The second big thing that came out of our research study was that people wanted to study the Bible more. Thomas Nelson, one of the things we pride ourselves on is being able to take communicators' notes and thoughts and comments and apply that and intertwine that with Scripture into study Bibles. And it's a large category of product that consumers buy. And this Bible is definitely a study Bible. While it doesn't have Scripture verse-by-verse commentary from you, Hank, in there, it instead teaches you how to create it yourself. It's that methodology. We're showing you through the Legacy Study Bible how to study the Bible and how to read the Bible for all it's worth. An incredible need in our community, in our Christian community and faith. And the third thing, the third reason why people are buying Bibles is what the consumer called readability. And it's kind of a hodgepodge word for things that might be a unique cover design or something that, again, as a gift, that, oh, that matches Aunt Susie's new Easter dress. I'll get her a Bible that she can carry with her to church on Easter. Or it's convenience for travel. It's a small format that I can take with me in my briefcase or my purse or throw it in my pocket or my backpack. It could be audio. It could be the font size. It's something that gives them a basic entry into Scripture. And a lot of new believers are getting these Bibles as gifts. And the most important thing that they can do when they get that Bible is to start reading it. But so many of them, myself included, don't even know where to start. And how do we do that? And what's the plan of attack? Because starting in Genesis and starting to work my way through, I get bogged down. I mean, I'll admit that. There's some parts in there that are just not as exciting as some other parts. And so one of the really neat features of this Bible is a unique legacy reading plan that I'd like you to share with us. Your wife, Kathy, is passionate about getting people reading Scripture and biblical literacy. And this legacy reading plan really ties in directly with that passion and your passion, too.
Well, as you know, Jeremy, it's been years and years and years that my wife, Kathy, has talked about getting people into the Word of God. And she has for years said, Hank, you've got to have some kind of a Bible reading plan that people can follow so that when you're on the Bible Instrument broadcast, you say to people, look, right now you should be in the book of Leviticus or Numbers or Deuteronomy, or you should be reading Hebrew poetry such as the book of Job or Ecclesiastes or Song of Solomon. But there's got to be some kind of a plan. And Jeremy, before I talk about that plan, you will remember a meeting we had with my wife and a lot of the Thomas Nelson people, and she was not going to be quiet until
she
made the point and underscored it in red that we need to get people into the Word of God.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. I when I was sitting there around this table, and there was probably 20 of us around this table, and Kathy just took control of the whole meeting. And I equated it to the First Lady of the United States. The president's wife always has a platform. And it's something that she's passionate about, that she is going to spend the years that her husband is the president of this country campaigning for and fighting for. And I saw that in Kathy, that same level of passion where she can come alongside you and the ministry that you guys are doing here with the Christian Research Institute and the Bible Answer Man radio program and really promote biblical literacy. I was blown away by her passion. It was incredible.
And so what we have talked about is reading the Bible not in bits, but in books. When we read books, we read books. We don't read a little bit of a book and go on to another book and a third book and a fourth book. We read through a book. And so we have developed a reading plan that will help you read the Bible in books, not in bits, and books that are designated according to genre. Genre means form. There are different forms of literature, and you start out reading the Hebrew Pentateuch. And after you get done with that, you start reading Hebrew poetry. And after you get done with that, you read the Hebrew historical books and then the Hebrew prophets. And then you get into the New Testament. And there's a rhyme and reason for how the books are grouped. When you first start reading the books of the Bible in January, you start with the Pentateuch, the five books of Moses. When you get to the last season of the year, and we break the year into seasons, you get to the five books of John, and we have John's books grouped together because you can see John's fingerprints all over those books. So we have a unique reading plan, and it doesn't consign you to reading these little bits, because that's not how we read books. When we read a book, we can get into a book, and let's say you're in a particular part of Genesis, and you are just intrigued, you can't stop, and you read 20 chapters. There are other days where you get bogged down and you read two or you read one chapter, but the idea in your mind is in January, as a classic case in point, my objective is to read Genesis and Exodus. That's what I'm going to do. It's kind of like school in a sense, a reading assignment, but this is a reading assignment that truly inspires. So again, I guess what I'm saying with the legacy reading plan is we've paid a lot of attention to detail so that people won't just get these Bibles and put them on shelves, but get these Bibles and actually start using them. Because I've heard this said a number of times, and I agree with this 100%. I've said this on the radio. I want to underscore it again. Jeremy, the problem today in the evangelical Christian community, not a problem, but the problem, is biblical illiteracy. We do not know our Bibles. We're not so familiar with the truth that when a counterfeit looms on the horizon, we know it instantaneously. And again, that's part of the passion for the Legacy Study Bible.
Right, exactly.
We have the Legacy Study Bible available to you right now when you give me a call at 888-7000-CRI. Again, that number, 888-7000-CRI. And you might even be thinking about this, as Jeremy just said, in terms of a gift, something that you can give to someone else. This is truly a gift that keeps on giving. The Legacy Study Bible is also available on the World Wide Web at equip.org. And when you write me at Post Office Box 8500,
Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. We have just scratched the surface of the Legacy Study Bible. One of the features of the Bible is acronyms. I have my acronyms on those really crucial issues, such as the resurrection of Jesus Christ, which is the capstone in the arch of Christianity. This acronym gives you the ability to defend the resurrection of Jesus Christ. It gives you the cliff notes, as it were, because the resurrection is the greatest feat in the annals of recorded history, F-E-A-T. And so I use that acronym to give you a memorable way of remembering how to establish the resurrection of Jesus Christ, not just as blind faith, but rather as faith in irrefutable fact. Jesus Christ rose from the dead, and because He lives, we can face tomorrow no matter what tomorrow brings. If we face vilification or persecution, as the early Christians did, we know that when death puts on immortality, and I can't help but think right now about William Tyndale being burned at the stake for translating the Bible into the English language, but as he was lit ablaze, remember the words I mentioned in the first segment? He cried out, "Lord, open the eyes of England's king." And his prayer found an answer. We have Bibles now that we can buy and give away and use. And that is why we've made this a Bible that can become your most important asset. At the end of the day, you can say, my legacy is in my Bible. It wasn't just something that I had in my hand or my home. It's something that I had in my heart because I used it. Well, the Legacy Study Bible, again, is available when you give us a call at 888-7000-CRI. You can also order online at equip.org. Available right now through the Ministry of the Christian Research Institute. All the proceeds go towards furthering this ministry, reaching around the world, touching the lives of people for time and for eternity, because truth matters. You can also order via the mail, Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. Jeremy Johnson is going to stay right where he is for an extra hour. We're going to keep talking about the features of the Legacy Study Bible, and we're going to take what we talk about in the next hour and play that on tomorrow's edition of the Bible Answer Man broadcast. We appreciate all of you joining us for this edition of the Bible Answer Man broadcast. Look forward to seeing you tomorrow for more of Jeremy Johnson.
We hope you'll join us tomorrow as Hank welcomes back Jeremy Johnson for a second day to discuss how you can bring new life and insight into your Bible reading. The Legacy Study Bible will give you the unique insights you've come to expect and trust from Hank Hanegraaff. To order, simply call 888-7000-CRI. Or look for the Legacy Study Bible on our website as well at www.equip.org. When you visit equip.org, you can listen to past broadcasts of the Bible Answer Man, order products and materials you hear about on the broadcast, and get expert analysis and reliable research on cults, teachers, and religious movements in our world. Again, the address is www.equip.org. The Bible Answer Man is a production of the Christian Research Institute.
I want to go back to the phone lines. We'll talk to John listening on KFAX. Hi, John.
Hello, Hank. Thanks for taking my call.
You've always appreciated the thoughtful, biblically-based answers you hear from Hank on the Bible Answer Man. Now you can benefit from Hank's input and instruction in your personal quiet times through the Legacy Study Bible. Hank Hanegraaff has assembled what could be the most helpful Bible you've ever read. Each book of the Bible begins with an introduction written by Hank, which means for each book you'll learn its L-E-G-A-C-Y, or location, essence, genre, author, context, and years. The entire Bible is crafted so that you can document your legacy of faith.
It's like including Hank in your Bible studies.
Order the Legacy Study Bible, edited by Hank Hanegraaff, by calling 888-7000-CRI or online at www.equip.org. Don't forget to ask about the personalized edition. Again, that's equip.org.